four break will be nonlinearity of composite ferroelectric relaxer transducer. J.Y. Vu, K.T. Song, Jeff Greenleaf, W. Huebner, and C.G. Oakley. Presenting will be Jinju Ru.
Here is the transducer. and the atom has two atoms, which is just a carbon one type of electrode to form 2D shape, which is called A and B. We use the pulse the pulse of the kind of transducer and their echo, and then register in some equipment. And this transducer also divides with this pulse of I, which is controlled by a function generator. And this is the waveform, pulse echo waveform for the two elements. And in the lower panel, it shows the spectrum of this waveform. The bandwidth, 6 dB bandwidth of this waveform, the pulse echo bandwidth, is about 25% of the central frequency. The central frequency you can see here is about 6 MHz. This is block diagram for measuring receive, transmitting, and receiving waveform, and transmitting and receiving profile of the transducer. The other one is for transmitting. We use a function generator, later changes 45 to produce electric waveform, which can be CW or PW. And this electric waveform is amplified and then it is part of the transducer. And the hydroform here is placed out beyond the radio distance of this transducer. And the electrical signal measured observed by 150 meters of telescope. And then the lower panel here represents the block diagram for receiving measurement. We use a commercial kind of network TCP transducer to probing the electric transducer here, which is actually now the receiver. And again, it's a function generator to produce CW and PW electrical waveforms inside the transducer to produce acoustical field, and we measure the field with the relaxer transducer. This relaxer transducer is biased by a high DC bias voltage. And receive the signal can be either observed by a 150 megahertz of this or through an AD converter and stored in a disk for later analysis. I go back one. Yeah, this is the hysteresis curve of the transmission and the receiving sensitivity of the transducer. The above one is the transmission, which you can see presents a very strong hysteresis characteristic. The running the square symbol here represents the bias increase. So with bias increase, we will see the curve here. And with a bias decrease, so this diamond symbol, and then go back like this. And a solid line, and a dotted line represents the temperature, the measurement temperature at 20 and 40 degrees, respectively. It's seen at the 40 degrees, the hysteresis phenomenon is diminished. And the lower is the receiving. And here is the receiving sensitivity, and here is high volume. And this is the received waveform, CW waveform. These two panels represent the same transducer, responding to the same acoustic field, but just the bias in different modes. Left one bias in linear mode, and the right one bias in non-linear mode. In non-linear mode, you will see the frequency is doubling. From the spectrum of this waveform, we can see bias in linear mode gives you about 6 vector peak. And in non-linear mode, it gives you 12 vector peak. So harmonic is increased. for the non-linear mode, for both linear and non-linear mode, and also to measurement for pulse. So this is the received pulse when bias the linear and the non-linear mode, and the lower kind of represented spectrum. So again, we see the harmonics increase. And this is the formula we use to calculate the directivity when the transducer is biased in linear mode. And we measure the peak to peak value of the output of the transducer. And here, H is represented by CW equation. And the maximum and the minimum here represent the peak and the value of the output. Output electrical waveform of the relaxer transducer. And the T here represents the period of the incident acoustical wave. And here we simulate the transducer when it's biased in nonlinear mode. We suppose that the transducer only responds to the magnitude, and just like a rectified waveform. In this case, if we measure the peak-to-peak value, that is not easy component. The directivity curve is given by this formula. And if we include the DC component, that means we measure the absolute value of the output of this transducer when biased in non-linear mode, so we can get the directivity curve with this equipment. And here's the result of simulation. Solid line and dotted line represent the transducer is biased in linear, non-linear and linear mode respectively. Because it's a thing that when transducer biased in non-linear mode, it gets sharper. All the narrower and thin widths. And if we take into consideration all the DC component, that means we eventually the absolute value of the transducer output. When biased in non-linear mode, we will get a wider directivity curve. This is the simulation. And this is, again, is the transducer is biased in linear mode. And this is the experimental measurement of the output of the relaxer transducer. We measure the peak-to-peak value. The solid line, the dotted line, represents the bias in non-linear and linear mode respectively. It's seeing the bias in non-linear mode to get a sharper directivity curve as simulated. And here, because the transducer with bias in non-linear mode has a very low sensitivity, so the noise dominates this portion, which is from about 30 dB. So in this part, noise is dominant, so it cannot represent the real response of the transducer. The relaxer transducer can be used by bias controller devices. This is the thing from the sensitivity bias curve, that is the resistance curve. Using this property, we can construct a better transducer in this type of material produced by fraction limited equipment. Again, here I mentioned not only the amplitude of output of the relaxer transducer is bias controlled, but it's the phase. I mean, when you increase the when you increase the bias up to a certain point, the phase will change 180 degrees suddenly. And also we can control actual weighting of a conventional one or two dimensional array transducer by changing the bias voltage. Because the transducer, the relaxer transducer inherits non-linearity at some bias point, so we can use this property to measure power, acoustic power, all through the low spectral acoustic imaging. And also we can use this nonlinear property of the detector transistor to do the high resolution imaging. So you remember the gravity curve has a narrow peak or the narrow beam which has a nonlinear goal. So we can use the transistor to transmit when it fires in linear mode, and you receive when it fires in nonlinear mode. In this way, you will increase the imaging resolution. And this is a broad diagram for doing experiments to measure the transistor to do the high resolution post-tidal imaging. We bias the transducer at the nonlinear mode at this level. And then we want to transmit when the transducer is going to transmit, we bias it momentarily about 20 microseconds to a higher linear mode. And at this time, we pulse the transducer. We will transmit at a relatively lower frequency. Tissue imaging, the tissue have a very high absorption for high frequency ultrasound. But if we're looking at floating the transducer in relatively low frequency, it will propagate deeper in the tissue. And then when the transducer, after the transducer transmit, we bias back, put the bias back to the nonlinear mode. In this case, we receive with a higher resolution. So in this way we can get a better resolution image. So to get this high bias, we use this pulse to be a modulation signal and use very high frequency, about 6 megahertz to act as a carrier. And this signal can be amplified by regular RF power amplifier and then detected and a low pass filter and then superposed to the transducer. In this way, we can achieve this kind of bias. And then the receiver signal can be registered for analysis. And in future, we hope to increase the sensitivity of the transducer in non-linear mode. And also test the phase intensity capability of the transducer with a bigger diameter of transducer. This time we have only a 4 millimeter diameter transducer, which is too small for the study. We also want to study methods for measuring DC components of the transducer, relaxed transducer, in non-linear mode. By conclusion, we can see the compositor relaxer transducer are sensitive to DC bias and present a strong nonlinearity at certain bias voltages. And I have a faster response to changes of bias voltages, which is within 20 microseconds of bias changes and response. And that could be used for high resolution process imaging. And also can be applied for power measurement and low spectral ultrasonic imaging if the DC component can be right. Thank you very much.
Is that all?
Yeah.
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 Your operation is not
making
all the square
of
the
cycle
of the
green.
But it's on the valley of this register, so the peak is low. The hysteresis has peaked, has very high peak, and it drops down to the minimum and go up again. I mean, when operation is not near most, it's on the valley, it's on the minimum.
Any other questions? Okay, it's halftime, so please be back promptly at 10:30. We'll try to start with the second half of the paper. Thank you.
I work with Vision Interconnect out in Oregon, and we're also on the board of Vision Interconnect. Laser technology.